This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Good afternoon, Micah. George Radney, Challenger Community News. Just wondering, is it going to be a difference with working with new linebackers? Possibility of working with new linebackers coming in this week with your call defensive signals?
No, you know what? I think that we have a lot of experience in the back end also with the linebackers, and you know, throughout the last couple of years we put a lot of snaps together. But I think throughout this whole process, throughout the whole COVID and all that, coaches done a good job of substituting guys in and out, just making sure that, you know, if one day, you know, I somehow catch COVID or whatever and I can't play, then, you know, next guy's in and we're able to not skip a beat. So, we practice with the backup linebackers and all that stuff a lot. So, honestly, I don't think it's going to be too much. Obviously, not having a guy like Tremaine or Milano, whoever, you know, if whoever can't play, if I can't play, you know, we feel like they're huge assets to our defense. But at the same time, you know, I think next man in has kind of been our motto all season.
Okay, so the nuances of the game really won't be that much different. You just, you know, obviously with your veteran leadership, you can see some things that maybe some of the younger guys may not see or recognize right away.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe the older guys and the guys that have more experience step up a little bit and maybe help those young guys out, yeah.
All right, thank you very much and good luck on Sunday.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
All right.
Micah, hi. Good afternoon. Mookie Arcus, Buffalo Sports Today. How you doing, man? How's practice?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's a beautiful day in Buffalo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are the quarterback of this defense playing safety, and, you know, you're going up against Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, another former Buffalo Bill. So just tell us your study on Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitz magic. The guy is capable of lighting people up. Very dangerous guy. You know, I don't think he gets enough credit, you know, and I think a lot of people obviously see, you know, he's a gunslinger. He just throws it. Sometimes it's a touchdown, sometimes an interception. But he's able to, you know, if it is an interception, he's able to shake it off and move on to the next play, and he could light you up after that. So, we understand what type of guy and what type of player he is. And we got to prepare like he's going to be playing his A game because, you know, the last two times we've played him, you know, we feel like he's played really well. He does well against us. He's smart. You know, he's smart. He's able to read coverages and disguises and stuff like that. So that's what you're dealing with when you got a guy that's played for a long time. It's difficult to go out there and show him something that they haven't seen before because, you know, they've been playing for a while and all that. So, just a smart guy and gunslinger, and we got to go out there and play our best against him.
Right now, and let's not forget the Amish rifle went to an Ivy League school. So, you know, the IQ is definitely there. But we also know sometimes those balls can be a 50-50, like you said, either a pick or, you know, a score. So hopefully, you know, it'd be a booger for us to pick this week. But Cam Lewis got signed to the 53-man roster, man. How excited are you for your fellow DB?
Beyond excited. Cam Lewis is came in every single day, comes in early, gets his film work in, gets his workouts in. Since he got here, you know, he's been just a guy that everybody's noticed making plays on and off the field. In the meeting rooms, he's answering questions with confidence. That's big as a young guy. A coach singles you out in a meeting room. You're able to answer those questions quick. You know, a lot of guys pay attention to that. So I'm beyond excited for him and, you know, Detroit guy. I'm a Midwest guy. You know, we kind of close, so we have that little connection. And I'm excited for him to show us what he got.
Absolutely. Hey, more excited to see you guys be 2-0 this Sunday. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Micah. Good to see you again. Hey, you know, we're so used to talking to you basically after every game and, you know, as we get ready for the following game or whatever it is. I know it's only 1 week and everybody overreacts after a game. Do you learn anything after 1 week about your team or about your defense that maybe you had questions about in the offseason, or does that take a little bit more time?
Well, I think, number one, you're not going to be playing your best football, you know, the first game of the season. And I think that's you know, important to understand. You know, you're always going to have to continue to get better, and you want to play your best football going into November, December, late in the season. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we can get corrected. You know, we did some things in the game very well, but, you know, there's also some things that we could have done a lot better. But, you know, with the guys that we have in this locker room, you know, a lot of us have been around each other for a long time. We know, you know, what that person is going to bring to the table. So I think the big thing was just playing in front of no fans. That's the one thing I think that we all noticed, was that it's kind of more of a practice. You know, you kind of got to bring your own energy and go out there and feed off the momentum that we create. So I think that's the one thing I did learn, you know, last game.
Thanks, Micah.
Of course.
Hey, Micah, John Scott. It sounded like a high school football game to me, from what I heard. Fostoria OG days back.
Fostoria OG, yeah. Fostoria winning them, of course.
Oh, yeah. But now you're going to Miami, where there's actually going to be a small amount of fans. Will that just be another kind of feeling out process?
Yeah, you know, just we got to adjust to it. Usually we go down to Miami, it's a bunch of Buffalo fans in the first place. I don't know. You know, if they're going to be traveling due to COVID and stuff like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if a bunch of, you know, Bills fans down there. But just kind of something we got to adjust to. You know, it's kind of got to have that road warrior mentality. And, you know, we're going on a road to get a win. You know, that's the only thing we want.
You had been open with us last week about how, you know, you weren't as sometimes you were frustrated early on in your Bills tenure with the offense, but you felt really good about things now. After seeing what you'd seen in practice and see it translate onto the field, where is your level of confidence in what the possibilities for this offense are this season?
Well, I know, I said it since I got here this year that, you know, the sky's the limit for this offense. Just, you know, the guys they brought in. I can tell you guys took off and ran, took that and ran with it about my frustration. I want to say that I'm sure the offense was frustrated with our defense plenty of times too since we got here. But no, just the guys they brought in, skill positions, just the weapons, the nastiness they brought to the offense, just bringing in some guys, the offensive linemen, Josh is being a competitor. You know, since I got here this year, you can tell it's a different offense. So sky's the limit for them, and like I said, sometimes they beat us in practice, sometimes we beat them, so everybody's competing, and we're excited for them.
I appreciate it, Micah.
Of course.
Hey, Micah, Matt Fairburn here. I'm wondering what your feelings are. You know, you've had training camp, and everything has gone pretty smoothly. You have a home game, which went, you know, smoothly. Traveling for the first time is a little bit different. First time sort of leaving the little bubble you guys have created at the facility. What are your feelings, you know, heading down to Miami and you know, hitting the road for the first time with everything going on?
I'm excited to, you know, I've been locked up, cooped up in San Diego for 6 months, flew here, straight here, been stuck here in Buffalo for, you know, a couple months. It's gonna be good to get out and see a different environment, see the sun. You know, I'm looking a little pasty now. Maybe get a little tan while I'm down there playing. But nah, we're excited to get down there. It's gonna be fun. You know, as an NFL player, it's fun to play on the road. It's fun to go into places and get booed and, you know, kind of have that, like I said, road warrior mentality. You know, so I think everybody around here can say the same thing. That it's just a bunch of excitement in this building right now.
How's everything felt? I mean, the test numbers have all been pretty good. You know, I don't know how much of the games you watched when you weren't playing, but it seems like the quality of play, you know, didn't have a big drop off based on how training camp was. Just 1 week into this thing, how do you feel like everything's going, especially based on where we thought it might be a couple months ago?
I think with that question is a good question, just because, you know, a lot of people were worried about, you know, the play and all that stuff. But I think people have to remember, like, with myself, I'm speaking from, you know, personally, I've been playing football since seventh grade. And, you know, here in the NFL, like, I'm here all day, every day, talking football, practicing. Like, it's my job. Like, that's what I do. I have a master's in football. If you talk to somebody else that has a master's in, you know, whatever it may be, they're experts. We are all experts in the field of football. So when a lot of people are talking about, you know, the play is going to be bad and this and that, you know, maybe there might be some missed tackles because, you know, we haven't been tackling live and stuff like that. But as far as the play and the X's and O's and the chess matches and in between plays and, you know, trying to listen to the offense and they call out plays and, like, we are all experts. We all have masters in that. And I think that people don't understand that. Like, that's real. And, you know, just I'm pretty sure, you know, guys are going to continue to play good football just because that's all we do. That's what we know.
How is it maybe, I don't know, hearing you talk like that makes me wonder, what do you need preseason games? Do you need OTAs? I mean, you guys are doing pretty good. Like you said, you're kind of experts, and it's looking pretty good without it.
Okay, now that you ask that, this is year 8 for me. I'm not a big fan of 4 preseason games, definitely not. But I think it's good maybe to have 1-1, you know, maybe 1 home game, 1 away game, you know, adjust to the road schedule, adjust to the home schedule, and then get into the regular season.
Yeah, maybe those young guys that don't have the masters yet need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Micah.
Yep.
Hey, Micah, you got me?
Yeah, I got you. Yep.
You see, okay. Hey, I'm Ashley Holder from the Channel 2 station here, NBC affiliate. Going back off of what John Scott had talked about earlier with the fans, Trey White had said yesterday that he wouldn't be for the fans in Florida if they weren't following protocol. Is there any worry at all, you know, just going down there with the virus and Florida just being a hotspot in general?
Nah, I mean, I know that just for myself personally, I'm not leaving my hotel room and just to go to meetings. And when I go to meetings, I'm around the same guys I'm with right now. And then once we head to the stadium, I'm in the locker room with the same guys I'm with right now. And then on the field, you know, everybody on the field has been tested. Everyone's, you know, good to go, clear to go. So I'm not too worried about it. I'm hoping that the fans aren't running onto the field and all that. Obviously there's protocol there. So I'm not too worried about it. I'm not going to be close to any fans.
Right. Have you guys done anything different in practice this week preparing for the Dolphins offense? Obviously just not being able to see much tape on them besides, you know, this past Sunday.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, going to last week was hard too, just not seeing any preseason games on your opponent. Same thing this week, you know, having one game kind of to see what they're doing. But, you know, that's what, you know, I just talked about having a master's in football, you know, offense coordinators versus defensive coordinators. You can trace that back to 10 years ago when they played against each other, and, you know, I'm sure they're watching film on what they beat the other person on. So that's kind of the same things that we do. You know, we're able to watch film and see what that offense has done in the past, not just, you know, this season or last season, but maybe, you know, 7-8 years ago. So, you know, there's history in it. And like I said, it's a chess match, and we're going to try to go out there. And as long as we stick to our fundamentals and our keys, then we should be fine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.